This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the 3 o'clock hour, still two more Big Five questions to get through. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Football Talk on 97.3 to present. Football Talk on 97.3, The Fan, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
The baseball awards are being nominated right now, so we'll let you know if any Padres get in there. Like, if Nick Pivetta is up for the Cy Young, that would be kind of cool. But that's we'll watch it.
By the way, on that subject, I know Fernando's got the gold glove again, but the platinum glove, am I reading right that is something the fans vote on?
I did see votes being cast. You can vote on Fernando for platinum glove.
I don't get that.
What is it? So wait. So fans are voting on the platinum?
They're going to let the fans decide who the best fielder is? How do we know? We don't know.
I'm completely off of this award if that's the case.
You don't like it if that's the case?
I mean, what's the criteria? Just if they like you the most?
I would think. I don't know. We got to look that up, Scraby, to make sure. But I thought that I saw somewhere where you could cast a vote for Fernando to win the platinum.
I saw on Twitter, Padres putting up, hey, let's make him platinum, vote here.
So maybe it's like a third. I don't know. Let's find out.
Fan voting, fans select. So fan voting, manager and coach votes.
Okay, so it's like a split.
It's a split, but fans should have nothing to do with this award.
Yeah, that seems weird to me.
I would think they shouldn't. I mean, there's no way we can rate Fernando's right field play against Key Brian Hayes at third base.
Seems so
like
odd.
That's not something we should be entrusted with.
Correct.
Anyway. Good luck, Fernando. If he wins the platinum glove again, he will most certainly have earned it because he was incredible.
For sure.
Say that.
Scraby, you want to finish this Big Five up?
Yeah, let's go with that. And the 49ers beat the... This is not a 49er topic. This is a football topic. The 49ers beat the Giants at MetLife Stadium yesterday, 34-24. But despite the win, the 49ers suffered a big loss when defensive end Michael Williams, the number 11 pick in the 2025 NFL draft, suffered a torn ACL. Now, this field is always under controversy for injuries.
Another one.
The wide receiver, what's his name? I'm forgetting his
Neighbors.
Name. Yeah, Malik Neighbors earlier this year. I mean, Nick Bosa
Aaron
did
Rodgers.
It on the field.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers a few years ago.
There's been a ton of injuries here, and but this was the first time that George Kittle played on MetLife turf, which is not the greatest. But he said it was all right, but Then he said this about the overall turf issue.
My only issue with it is, like, when someone's field is like the butt of a joke throughout all of social media constantly, like on every NFL meme page, all that stuff, like everybody jokes about how bad it is. I feel like at that point, you know, someone should just take a look at it and, you know, let's not make it a, no NFL field should be the butt of a joke ever. I feel like all the fields should be, have a level of safety to it. I just don't get, like, why there's not a standard for, hey, you got to pick between one or two turfs. There shouldn't be 12 different turfs and 12 different grass fields, and then a couple guys have the same things. I just think that's weird because most other sports, it's not like basketball players play on different hardwood. That's all the same. Soccer players in Europe all play on really nice grass. So it's just weird to me. But that's really way above my pay grade. I don't make the money to make those decisions.
I love George Kittle. But he's kind of right. I mean, they play on so many different surfaces, and they're going to put grass in for the World Cup. So why can't they put grass in for the NFL? Tony, you're up first here. When does the NFL take this seriously?
I love George Kittle. I mean, that is as simple as you can, like, put it in, like, the most simplest terms possible. And he is right. First of all, his last point is probably the most potent. In Europe, soccer, they play on grass. And are you to tell me that the climate in Europe is not as is more extreme than the climate we have here in the United States? It doesn't make sense to me. Like, all of this technology, all of this money, we can't figure out a way to have grass. Okay, let's even say you don't have to have all of them with grass. But the point about a standard, like, you got to pick between one or two turfs. Yeah. NFL certainly has the money to test which turf is the least likely to have injuries happen on it.
And then you
and
can,
just
yeah.
roll with it.
Yeah.
And if you need options, you can come up with the second one that prevents the least amount of injury.
Which you probably shouldn't even need options.
You really shouldn't. It's mind-blowing to me that they spend as much money as they did on player safety, but when it comes to their fields, and the other point he made about the NFL fields being the butt of a joke, right? This is the major leagues of NFL. I mean, of football, right?
This so is the, NFL there's bigger, there's as nothing, big of a sport in the world.
There's nothing bigger. These fields should be immaculate, and they shouldn't be having injuries. And if you have a field that is that bad, make them change it.
Yeah. Chris, when does the NFL take this seriously?
When they really care about player safety.
Well, that's
which,
never.
You know. Right. Tony said that, and I heard him, and I say it too. But I don't think they care about player safety. They pay a lot of lip service to it, and they do a lot of research on concussions, or some anyway. But I really, truly don't think they're all that concerned if players get hurt. Because if they were, this is something they would fix without even thinking about
it. Right. I
covered horse racing. For a long time, Tony, when horses started breaking down at too much of a high rate, horse racing around the country, Del Mar in particular and others, found a different kind of grass or, you know, dirt that these horses could run on that would be safer. And the sport has been much safer.
Yeah.
Hockey plays on the best ice, right? Basketball plays on the best court. The NFL should be playing on the best fields, so it's an easy one.
All right. Well, what if players actually, what if they protested one day? Like, just, we're not going to play the game unless you guys fix this field.
They fine each and every player for not showing up.
And then they get more money.
And then they do it again. The next team would go in, and not everybody would be feeling like getting their check taken away from them, so they show up and they play.
That's crazy.
I didn't quite hear that.
I know
that?
It's down because we're on the same pot, so I have to turn it up and go.
All right, there we go.
The last one is actually something that happened on Saturday night. Oklahoma and Tennessee played over the weekend, and I couldn't even tell you who won the game. What I can tell you is many people thought Oklahoma's kicker Tate Sandell's pants, or lack thereof, was an issue. So I'm going to put this on the stream, and then I'm going to let Kirk Herbstreit tell you what he thinks about the old pants. But here is what happened during the game.
The Volunteers know he's got his short shorts on. I guess that's no longer frowned upon in the sport.
Yeah, I guess not. It is with me, but
those are the shortest I've ever seen on a football field.
Should be,
right?
Bill, that should be a penalty. Just dressing like that should be a penalty. What the hell is it? Wearing shorts out there?
It's another 50 plus.
It goes on for a little bit longer, but this dude is not wearing anything over his knees or thighs, which I know Tony's about to say this, but Chris, you're up first. Do you have an issue with his short shorts or short pants?
I don't like your question.
Why?
I don't have an issue. Hang on. I don't have an issue with it because I don't care that much. But to say that those looked presentable and to say that those looked like they belonged as part of a football uniform would be ridiculous. They were the silliest looking things I think I've ever seen any player wear. So that's the only thing I can say. I'm not going to take issue with it unless they care to take issue with it, because I guess people should be able to wear. I like to give people the freedom to wear what they want to wear. But that guy looked terrible out there. I'm sorry. He really did.
Tony?
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
I don't care. And you know why I don't care?
Why?
Because it has nothing to do with anything. He's out there kicking, what, five times, six times a game? I don't have to look at him that much.
It's not, to me, it's not about what is it showing.
About?
It's,
what is it about? Tell me.
If I say what just I'm going to say,
just
Tony's going to laugh at me.
Just tell me what is it about then.
It's just like, why do you got to be so different from everyone else?
Listen. Is he the only one wearing high above
that high that I've
seen? I don't think anybody's ever worn that.
Okay, so here's my question, right? What's the difference between the extra 2 inches that he had taken off?
I think there's also, like,
I see regular NFL players with it above their knee.
Just above their knee, though.
Oh, okay, so he went an extra 3 inches. What's the difference, Scrape?
Because he looks horrible, Tony. Sorry.
Well,
we're not.
He's gotta go.
At the end of the day, his head coach didn't care, and so at the end of the day, that's who he has to answer to.
His head coach didn't care when they cheated the rules against Auburn and tried to sneak a guy down the sidelines for a touchdown. Either.
Oh, this is actually
Boomer.
So
Sooners.
You're saying this is a character flaw that he's out there in short pants.
No, he just looks. I don't know, Tony. I'm gonna make you a parent right now. I know you want your kids to be able to be comfortable enough and wear what they want to kind of wear. But if one of your daughters tried to sneak out of there with that, you'd be like,
Let me tell you something, Chris. Let me tell you something, Chris. I grew up in the 90s. Women's soccer shorts at that point were like close to the knee. Have you seen the shorts now?
Yeah, they're shorter.
Yes. So I've had to make the adjustment just like everybody
else.
And
again, I'm not saying that the amount of leg being shown is the issue.
That's not part of the uniform. You haven't told me what the issue was.
The issue is that he looks dumb. I mean,
my issue.
You know how often my dad used to tell me that when I was a teenager and whatever I was wearing? You look dumb, son. Tuck in your shirt. It's like, no, nobody tucks in their shirt anymore.
No, I get that. I get that.
My point is, times have changed.
I know. And I know that my answer, my reasoning was not going to be a good reason. But that's exactly how
you just
I
think
feel.
He looks stupid. That's it.
When I played football, way back when.
Can you hit the button? You do it for Chris all the time.
I should in this regard. I'm turning back time to 2003. And we had to cover our knees. No one was allowed to wear short shorts on a football field.
You couldn't have the no knee pad in there, I bet, too. I get it.
Yeah. Thank you for getting it.
That was in 2003, buddy. You know how long ago that was?
I want to live
22 years ago.
I'm still thinking about it every day. I want to live in Tony's world where things are just much more simple than my head.
Listen, I
want to apologize there. I was trying to look something up on my phone, and you guys know how sound I am technically. I think I hung up on myself on the feed.
Well, so. I never even knew. Never even knew.
Oh, you didn't even know I was gone?
No. You came in when we needed you to. You said he looked dumb and confirmed it with me. That's all I needed.
Boom.
By the way, we haven't talked about it yet, guys. Speaking of field goal kickers, how about the Jacksonville guy yesterday?
What was that,
68
now is the new record.
So. He got drug tested this morning, like steroid tested by the...
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Yes.
That's so funny. It's the random test that they're supposed to be having right after he hits the 68-yard field goal.
Yeah.
He's the test subject.
You know what he was wearing?
Subject.
Full pants.
Was it above his knee, though?
I would have to go back
and
check.
Yeah, I bet you it was
above
his
MVP
knee.
Finalists have been announced. The Yankees, Aaron Judge, Mariners, Cal Raleigh, and Guardians, Jose Ramirez.
Do you guys think Cal Raleigh has a legitimate chance to win MVP? Don't say it with your heart, with your mind.
Yes.
Chris?
Less than 50%.
I'm with Chris on that, but I think
I'm going to say 50-50. I think the catching thing is like super duper different about this one.
Yeah.
All right. Did I miss anything? No, I got my PowerMount Plus join in early, huh? Let's get to break. On the other side, more Gwen and Chris.
Daily Gambit.
Daily Gambit. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, welcome back. Gwen and Chris, 3:20 is the time. I've changed locations here at the hotel, if that matters to anybody, but still coming to you from Anaheim, Tony and Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. Going to get to the Daily Gambit here in a second. I got to tell you guys, last night we came up here for the for the game, which is being played at the pond. I guess it's now the Honda Center. It used to be the Arrowhead Pond. But the game is there tonight. But last night, there was a Ducks hockey game. And the people putting on this game tonight took all of us to the game. And I thought we were going to be sitting in the cheap seats, you know, way up top somewhere. And so I even hesitated to go. But I, you know, what the hell, I went. Guys, they put us up in a club suite. And we were living the high life at the Ducks game. So
first class. That's great.
First class. I know what it's like now to, you know, be in the high rent district. It was awesome. They had more food than you could ever imagine. And we were just in plush seating. Anyway, thank you to the Ducks.
Who won?
For having all of us to the game last night. It was fun.
Scraby wants to know who won.
Ducks 4, Devils 1 was the final.
Nice.
Okay. Sounds fun, actually.
Is that all you need?
Yeah, I just want
to. He's good now.
Okay, good. All right, let's do some. Did we have results from Friday, Scrabe?
Yes, I can go through them quickly.
Recap.
Let's skip the open for today and save some time. But first bet that we made, I should do this too. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu, available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations.
Oh, I got to say one thing real quick about the hockey play, or the basketball coaches at the hockey game. Somebody broke their stick during the play. And in hockey, as soon as you break your stick, you have to drop it right where it is. You can't carry around a broken stick.
Oh.
And one of the coaches turned to me and said, "Chris, that guy's stick is right there in the middle of the court."
In the court?
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
I was like, okay, this is the level of hockey wisdom we have on the basketball team. Not a lot.
You call it a rink, right? Or is it the ice?
The ice.
Maybe on the ice, yeah. Probably be on the ice.
The
yeah.
stick is on the rink. But what was that? That wouldn't be the right.
The stick is...
No, that wouldn't work.
In the middle of the rink.
No.
That would work.
No, it wouldn't work.
All right, first bet. Dodgers minus 1.5 on Friday night against the Blue Jays. We all went Jays. We were all wrong. Dodgers won 3-1.
We would have been wrong the next day, too.
Yes.
We never touched on the ball that got caught in the fence. I mean, we don't need to waste time on it, Tony. It was clearly the right call, right?
Yeah. I mean, you might have an argument for what, gosh, I can't remember who said it, that we don't have technology with the wall being able to go all the way down so a ball can't get stuck. But if it actually gets lodged in, that's the right call.
We don't have technology to put the wall to the ground?
and not leave space so that a ball can get stuck.
Okay.
I can't remember who it was. It was one of the old manager. Said it on MLB Network.
Okay.
What was the question again?
There was no question. It was the ball under the wall.
Oh yeah, I think that rule got changed actually in 2021. It used to be, if you made any attempt to go get the ball, it didn't matter if you put your hands up. You had to go get it once you attempted. 2021 was the first year where it could get lodged in, and you can go for it. Put your hands up. Dead ball no matter what.
Yeah, that's what the radio was where they were saying, maybe he, I guess they didn't know that part of the rule. Yeah. Or just were
the funny thing was, this was the year that MLB never announced that there was a rule change. I don't know if you guys remember Skip Schumacher, who was on the staff with the Padres. It was a play down left field, got lodged.
Oh.
And we were telling our guys to go.
Yeah,
but that was the new rule, and that's how most of Major League Baseball found out that the rule had gotten changed.
All right. Next bet was Yamamoto over under 6 2/3 on Friday.
That's something else we haven't talked about.
Chris and I went under. Tony went over. He went 6, but he came out the next night and closed it down. That was very Madison Bumgarner of him.
I mean, I was about to say, that's the only performance that we've seen in recent years better was Bumgarner's. He went a few innings longer, but Yamamoto...
He pitched the night before.
Yeah, Yamamoto was... it was brilliant. That's the best way you could describe it. I was positive. I was like, oh, no, ain't no way he's going to come in here and be sharp. I was telling my kid, I was like, let's watch. Watch where the catcher puts his glove. Watch where the ball goes. And when he missed, it just worked out for him.
It did. He was pretty darn good. Total bases.
Scraby, you have to at least agree not to call him Yama Meatballs for like a month.
Yeah.
I mean, he was that good.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm with you.
No more Yama Meatballs.
I was hoping for that Yama Meatball to
never
come down
quite
the plate.
Happened.
Never happened. Total bases between Ohtani and Vlad on Friday night. We all went Vlad, but it was a push because both of them had a double, and so two bases. Then 49ers minus 2.5 at the Giants. Chris and I went 49ers. Tony went Giants. 49ers win 34-24. Casey at Buffalo over under 52.5 total points. Chris went under, and he's the only one who won because they combined for 49 points. SDSU football minus 10.5. We all went Aztecs. They did win 24-7. Texas minus 3. You guys went Texas. I went Vandy. Ended up pushing because they scored a late touchdown. Almost had the onside kick, Vanderbilt. But they couldn't get it before it went out of bounds. So they ended up losing the game 34-31. Then Knicks and Bulls. Knicks minus 5.5. We all went Bulls. Bulls did win 135-125. Such a good win that Tony even texted us on Friday and said Bulls are for real.
Knicks got their get back, though, last night, though.
Yes, last night ended the Bulls' quest for a win, an undefeated season.
And then finally, who had more points on Friday? Luka minus 7 or Ja Morant? And we all know what happened for Ja.
Yeah,
we all went with Ja.
Ja was a little frustrated that day.
Luka had 44, though, minus that 7. He ends up with 37, so wins by a lot.
Good day for Luka.
Yes.
All right, let's race through a couple of these tonight. We'll start in the NFL with the Monday Night Football. Dallas 3.5 over Arizona. And I'll go first tonight. I did read today that somebody who thinks they know something, and they said that Dallas is undefeated when this particular referee is on the game. So
oh my
gosh. I'm going with that conspiracy, and I'm taking Dallas minus 3.5.
It's not that Kyler Murray's not playing. It's because of the referee.
No, it's because the referee conspiracy. That's what I'm going with tonight. Tony.
What's the spread?
3.5 Dallas.
3.5.
I'm going to pick with my mind. Dallas.
Yeah, I think Arizona. I feel like Jonathan Gannon's getting close to being fired because he's been weird the last few weeks. But I'll go Dallas too.
All right, how about 53.5 points. Very high over under total, Tony.
I needed to be over. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, that's right.
Set you free, my man. Yeah, over.
That's what Marvin Harrison Jr. set me off today for some reason. I'm going to go over as well.
As did many things set you off today.
I'm not in the greatest mood today.
Yeah, I think over is the way to go, but I think this is just too high of a line for a National Football League game. I'll go under.
Okay.
So that Marvin Harrison's yardage. What's that?
That would mean it's not the way to go then.
He
right.
went under.
Yeah, that was my explanation. Was like most gambling people's explanations. Makes no sense. We got Marvin Harrison, Tony, 60 yards. I know you're going over because you need it. Scraby, 60?
He'll be lucky to get 18. I'll say under.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Have a little.
What has he been doing lately? Actually?
Nothing. Not enough.
Nothing.
I need him to do more. Come on, Marvin.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over with Tony on this one.
Yeah, over, baby, about 35.
Give him a little support. We got college basketball, men's season opener tonight, UCLA 29.5 over Eastern Washington. I saw UCLA in the scrimmage. Looks like they could almost beat the Aztecs by 30, so I assume they'll beat Eastern Washington. I'll take them, UCLA. Tony.
I'm picking against the girls, so I'm picking against the boys, too. Give me Eastern. Was it Washington or Michigan?
Washington.
It doesn't matter.
one of them directional spots.
Yeah, one of them are coming in. I think. Yeah, they're going to cover. All right, UCLA you're taking, and Scrape. Oh, no, you're taking Eastern
Washington,
right?
Yeah. I'm taking UCLA.
Taking the points. UCLA. All right, let's go to the women's tonight. The Aztecs are playing UCLA. I did find a spread on this game. I'm going to keep it down, guys, because the kids are around. 33.5 points. Could you hear me?
Yes, we hear you just fine.
We heard that very large number.
Okay, UCLA. Do I need to tell you who's favored?
No.
Okay.
We got you.
Scraby, who's gonna win this?
I really want the Aztecs to cover, but I did want them against LSU as well, and we saw what happened there. I'm going to have to go with UCLA.
I'm going to go with us just because,
you know.
Yes,
you should.
I have to. Yeah, it would look bad the other way. I will say that these kids played UCLA in a scrimmage last year and only lost by 14, but they're different teams now. Tony, got faith?
Yeah, of course.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Aztecs to cover, baby.
Baby.
33.5 it is. All right, into the NBA real quick. I don't understand why the Lakers are 9.5-point underdog to Portland. In Portland, but Tony, you said they're sitting people out tonight. I'm not going to try to pick on the Lakers because this is all the NBA. But we're 7 games into the season. We're already resting guys?
Load management.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know it's the second of back-to-back. But
I don't have a good – there's no explanation. I mean, it's early in the season, as you said. If not like guys were playing in the preseason, so I'd be like,
yeah.
I think it's a little early, thinking, but what do I know?
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, though? I'm going to bring this up in seriousness, Tony. With all of the back-to-back now that stars don't play, is it going to be time that the NBA just going to have to not schedule back-to-back anymore?
It makes it that much more difficult to finish the season, which is already a pretty long season.
True. Yeah, that's
but,
true.
You know, but... I mean, that's the angle that the players – I can't even say it's the players. That is the angle that the teams have – the environment the teams have created at this point. And so
that's
the only thing that you could really do is to spread them out a little bit, which means the season goes – it's already from what, October to June? It's a long time.
I know. They can't go much longer. I know. Anyway, who we taking here? Tony, I'm sure you can still take the Lakers.
How many points are they favored by?
9.5.
They're getting, they get 9.5.
Yeah. I'll take the Lakers.
I'll take the Lakers.
Scraby?
I'll take them too.
Who was the guy last week who had 10 threes? I'll take the Lakers too. He's going to shine again.
I still haven't
got his name down yet.
I just know he
wears a white undershirt underneath his jersey.
I think he's number 12.
He's definitely number 12. I'm going to get his name, though, soon. He's almost there.
Chris, is that it for your bets?
That's it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I got to give away a prize because everything is shorter today. But right now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to the San Diego State basketball game against Long Beach State tomorrow night at Viejas Arena. Watch the Aztecs take on the beach. Tickets at GoAztecs.com. 833-288-0973. I'm going to make the 12th caller. The winner. 12th caller.
Very good, Scraby.
Because we don't know
all right,
my man in the Lakers
that.
Name?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break on that note. We do still have our biggest fan to announce, too.
Yes.
So don't go anywhere. Gwen and Chris, until football coverage at 4 on 97.3 The Fan.
I think, we just got to play complimentary football. Like, we put the ball in the end zone and go up a point at the end, finish the game. Like, just end it. Like, that's it. Like, that's what we need to do. Just end the game. Like, make them get us the ball back. Let us go to 22 victory and let's end the game. That's how I feel. You know, we've taken steps forward. So offensively, so that's good. Like, you know. We're trying to control what we can control, and we're going to keep doing what we can do. And, you know, Flacco fought like a warrior today with, you know, the way his shoulder was. Like, you know, things aren't going to be perfect, but, you know, we made things work on our end. And, you know, we made mistakes. We learned from them, but we just kept on fighting. And at the end of the day, like, you got to go to the very end.
Chase Brown decided after the game for violence on his defensive members there. That was Chase Brown, running back for the Bengals. He seemed quite perturbed. He wasn't the only one. Ja'Marr Chase had some comments, although even in his comments, he was like, you know what, I'm going to stay in my lane. I wouldn't want a defender coming over criticizing me. Chase Brown did not choose the same road. And today, head coach Zach Taylor took exception to those comments made by Chase Brown. After the 47-42 loss, Brown spoke about not turning on each other, but certainly had some criticism for the defense.
He started out good, Tony. He said, let's not turn on each other. But by the time he was done, he was calling him the F word four or five times. So.
That is a good example of how frustration can overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Yeah. He started the interview. He's very professional. But as he got going, it was like he started rolling through all of the times they took the lead or got the lead back, and it was given right back up. And it just seemed to just – it seemed like the interview kind of got away from there, him at the end there.
The one frustration he is allowed to have, the Bengals are only the second team in the last 60 years to lose two games in a row in which they score 38 or more points. So
yeah.
Zach, I can understand him being frustrated.
Zach Taylor said, that's not how we want to react. And one of our best players, one of our most high-character players, I think in a moment of frustration, said that. I don't expect that to happen again. So Zach Taylor coming into the aid of his defense. I don't know how much he can really come to the aid because they need a lot of help. And I don't know that it's coming. Remember, if I'm not mistaken, isn't their defensive end still out?
Trey Hendrickson?
He hasn't signed yet, right?
Yeah. No. He came back, but he's been hurt.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
All I know is this is what you get. This is what they get for getting rid of the best defensive coordinator in football. Lou Anarumo. Sorry, he just is. Couple of quick notes, too. Dan Quinn did admit 100% his fault for leaving Daniels in. And Daniels, if you didn't hear, has like a dislocated elbow. Doesn't sound like he's going to make it back by the end of the season. Chargers are going to lose their great tackle, Joe Alt. Ankle surgery rest of the season. And I think the other note worth mentioning was the Eagles acquired Dolphin pass rusher Julian Phillips.
You sound like you don't know who he is.
No, I couldn't. I forgot his first name. I was mixing him up with the Bulls have a forward named Julian Phillips. This is Jalen Phillips, yes. But here's the shocker, guys. Dolphins did not get the usual fifth round pick.
They get something better.
They got a third round pick.
Whoa. So
they hoodwinked the Eagles on this one. I don't know.
Rebuild coming in fast.
Yeah. So there's your football notes. I wanted to ask you, Tony, about the World Series, and I want to discuss it a little bit in terms of where we, at this point at least, should categorize the Dodgers. I don't want to overreact and say they're one of the greatest, this and that, and the dynasty and all that. But at the same time, what they've accomplished is something that we need to at least think about. I mean, they've been in the World Series practically every year now for a decade and a half. And now they finally won back-to-back. So never mind whether it's good or bad for baseball, but what should we – you know, how should we look at this team and this franchise and this organization?
I mean, I guess it starts with how you view the 2020 title, right? Because if you view that in the same lens that you view these last two, that's 3 and 6 years, you know, for a Major League Baseball team. It's not quite the three-peat the Yankees put together, but it's the next closest thing, right? I mean, how many have won three titles in 6 years since then? You know, I think the Giants are the only other team to pull that off. So do we consider the Giants a dynasty? I feel like we did at the time. I don't know if we still feel the same way today. But that D word certainly is in the air.
I think one thing you got to – you don't want to again. I'm trying to separate from being a Padre Dodger hater.
I think that's how we have to have the discussion a little bit.
Right, and try to have the discussion. And here's what I kind of think about. Because Scraby, you guys are going to hear Scraby lose his mind on our overtime show, which is Scraby's going to put up on YouTube at 4:30. So you're going to hear a lot more about the Dodgers and the winning the World Series. And Scraby's just really...
And ruining baseball, all that.
Classic Scraby, though. You do not want to miss it. So our overtime is going
to
be up
there. I didn't even get everything I wanted to say off my chest
Thankfully, GBU went the distance.
GBU went forever.
So he couldn't squeeze everything, all of his thoughts in at once.
I get it. The baseball writers think this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to the sport of baseball. Baseball fans, not on the same page, okay?
Well, here's where they should be. I look at the Yankees, and I'm not talking about Jeter, and I'm not talking about Bernie Williams and Andy Pettit and those Yankees. I'm talking about Babe Ruth through Joe DiMaggio, through Mickey Mantle, through everybody else, where the Dodgers have been dominant now for a decade and a half. I'm not comparing them to the Yankees, who were dominated for 40 years. And the Yankees won the World Series in at least half of those years. So, but here's the funny thing. I'm assuming people at that time, even without social media, thought the Yankees were kind of bad for baseball. After all, a lot of their players came from other organizations who just needed the money. So Roger Maris would come up with Kansas City, and the Yankees would go, oh, we want him. And they'd give Kansas City money, and Kansas City needed the money so bad, they just gave the Yankees this. So the Yankees basically built an all-star team every year the same way that you might say the Dodgers are trying to do it. But here's my point at the end. We now, I think, look back on the Yankees as one of the greatest things in the history of sports.
Yeah.
Whereas when it was happening, I bet you people didn't think that. Yeah. So what the Dodgers are doing now is a modern version of what the Yankees did. Just different circumstances, and they haven't done it for obviously as long. But maybe one day we'll look back and go, man, that was pretty fun to watch those guys. I don't know.
They haven't done it as much success either. I mean, they've won the division almost all of those times, I think, with the exception of one that you're talking about. I think that was the one year the Giants
won 107. And it was,
right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that has to be a part of the conversation. And listen, I get it. In the moment, it is irritating, it is upsetting, but this isn't the first time, and I think that's what you're pointing out. We've gone through these things, and the game naturally has its ebbs and flows, where an organization can be dominant, different things pop up in the course of time that change the course of that, and right now they're on a little bit of a heater. Not a little bit of, a lot of bit of a heater. Let's real quick step away for a second, check some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We are
30 seconds away, 35 seconds away from naming our biggest fan. So stay tuned, because in 30 seconds we'll give it to you.
Yes, I'm going to put up this video and then I'm going to duck because I feel like I've just been in a bad mood and everybody is...
What video?
The overtime video.
I thought you put it up at 4:30.
I'm going to put it up at 4:30, and then I'm going to duck for all the people that are calling me a loser for complaining so much. But it really did bother
me. I'm happy that the people are on that type of.
Oh yeah,
I'm kind of glad you did. I'm glad you did what you did, though, Scraby, because we, Tony and I, just basically sang the praises of the Dodgers and the organization, and I know the people listening don't want to hear that. They want to hear how horrible it all was. So,
right, well, it still was horrible, but both things could be true.
Right,
it could be horrible, and they could also be a good organization. All right, before we move,
you're going to hear the horrible part when you listen to the overtime. That's my point.
All right, now it's time for the big decision. Congratulations, today's biggest fan, Peter Garrow. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padre game with all of the fan staff later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/fan. Again, Peter Garrow, give us a call.
Your time starts now, sir.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick. I think in the end, it just bothers me because no one is paying attention to the fact that, like, okay, the Dodgers have a lot of money. They're able to spend it.
Everybody's paying attention to that, too.
But what the national writers are saying, basically, is everyone else could do that. That's not true. Every other team cannot do what the Dodgers and Mets
are
doing. Yeah, I'm positive that.
What makes
the Minnesota
positive
Twins
that?
Aren't going to have a $500 million payroll.
Maybe the Minnesota Twins can.
I mean,
it's a good one. You got
next
on
year.
One.
Next year, what happens when they do bring in Kyle Tucker? What if Robert Suarez goes up there? Like they have enough money, and I say this in the overtime episode, they've already recouped their entire $700 million investment on Shohei Ohtani. They've already made that money back. So what is stopping them? Nothing.
Because first of all, Ohtani is a unicorn.
And I understand. And that's why they paid him the money, is because you want that money to be paid back.
No,
but what I'm saying is there's only one baseball player.
You make that money, you pay him that money, not because you want to make that money back, it's because you think you're going to make a boatload of money with him.
Yes, that's why, that's
what
I'm saying.
But I'm saying, they didn't go out and say, oh, if we sign him, we can get our money back. No. They're looking
far beyond
their money.
They're like, we could probably make back the money that we spent on him in one season.
By the way, that is according to June Lee.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Can I just give everybody a little preview of how the overtime session is going to end? So when you sign on to watch it, just look for the fact that near the end of it, after Scraby has gone on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
It was the last 3 minutes of the thing.
Well, you went, that's 2 minutes and 58 seconds. You went on and on. I caught him with the classic, how do you explain then that the guy who hit the series winning home run is actually a homegrown Dodger draft pick?
Who's making over $100 million.
And I followed that.
And that's where the mic was dropped, pretty much, right, Tony?
I followed that with, not only was he a homegrown, but so was the dude who tied the game and gave them made the nice defensive play in Miguel Rojas. Also,
is he like 90 years old, by the way?
He's up there. He's up there.
That really
and
hurt Pajas, me, too.
Pajas made the catch. He's another homegrown guy.
Pajas. Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to move on because this will continue for a couple. AL Cy Young finalists. Astros, Hunter Brown. Boston's, Garrett Crochet. Tigers, Tarek Skubal. That's a good race right there. AL Manager of the Year finalists. John Schneider of the Blue Jays, Stephen Vogt of the Guardians, Dan Wilson of the Mariners, and they've only announced the National League Rookie of the Year finalists, Drake Baldwin of the Braves, Caleb Durbin of the Brewers, and Cade Horton of the Cubs.
Ooh, Horton's going to win that one.
That's what everybody is saying, yes. So.
And the Padres ended up with, what, one gold glove with Fernando?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to just... by the fact that Key Brian Hayes is just better than Manny at third base.
I think so and at this point.
Yes, I'm not buying like it.
What is it, like 3 years now?
Oh, I know, every year. You know why? Because Key Brian Hayes only makes like, you know, 7 or 8 errors, but he doesn't make the plays Manny makes. I'm sorry.
He doesn't. You're right.
That's true.
You're right. You're right.
That's true. I guess slow and steady wins the race.
That's what they say, tortoises.
All right. We got Monday Night Football. I'm saying it that slow because I'm trying to remember the two teams that are playing.
Cowboys.
Cardinals. And Cardinals. That's right. I need Marvin Harrison Jr. to have a wonderful night.
Yes. Gwen and Chris Overtime will be up at 4:30 on the Gwen and Chris YouTube page. Just go to YouTube, search Gwen and Chris SD.
All right.
See
you guys tomorrow. Have a good night. Enjoy Monday Night Football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.